So Denise gave me a heads up on this yesterday, and when she handed me the story, I'm like, what?
And yeah, I had to, that was my thought when I saw it.
I had to do a little bit more research, and I'm sorry I did. This is from the Associated Press. Do you hate the way you sign your name? If you do, try plastic surgery for your signature.
Huh?
Thank you. What? There are actually companies that are popping up that offer signature makeovers, charging you anywhere between $10 to maybe upwards of $600 in order for somebody to give you your new signature. Oh, you'll also get some templates and practice sheets and even videos to help you learn how to sign your new signature once you get your new signature. But, yeah, people are paying for a new signature. So I did a little further research. And so in this story I have Priscilla Molina from Los Angeles. She works for a company she calls Planet of Names. She actually says she's doing a minimum now of 300 custom signatures a month. 300 a month! And it includes professionals and famous people in search of new ways to sign autographs, though she says her lips are sealed to protect the identity of those. She says people come to her because they're just basically tired of the way that they sign their names. Huh? They're not happy with their signatures. Here's what I love. She says their signatures don't relate to who they are.
Oh, jeez.
It's your signature. Of course it relates to who you are.
It's your name.
Yeah. However you sign your name is your relate. So what you're saying is, I'm not happy with me, so I'm going to get a fake signature. Well, I guess it kind of fits for Hollywood types, doesn't it?
I was going to say, yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh.
This woman offers choices of signatures that could be elegant, subtle, dramatic, sharp, classic, artistic, condensed, curvy, legible, or even illegible. Well, I'd just go to my doctor for that. I mean,
go scribble.
Yeah, I don't need to go to a surgery expert. And again, charging anywhere between $10 or up to $600. There's other people that are referenced in this story that talk about the way that they offer ranges of services that people want signatures to use for, some for everyday use or some just for special occasions. Plastic surgery for your signature.
I think the operative word in there is plastic, and you need plastic like Visa, MasterCard, yeah. American Express
to pay for it.
the
part of the story often also mentions, too, that some people who are getting their new signatures now choose to use them all the time, and because of that, now, depending on what kind of official documentation they may have signed and official signatures they may have on file, they have to go back and now redocument their new signatures and refile the signature that they have on record. When you think about it, some of the official things that you might do for like trusts, I guess, wills or financial matters and things like that, you know, you usually have a signature card or something like that.
Well, especially for maybe younger people, is it because cursive is going out?
Well, you know, I never even thought about that.
I did think about that when I saw that yesterday, because I know my kids were probably part of that first generation that didn't learn cursive. They learned how to sign their name, but basically that was it.
That's the only cursive that
that's
was.
That's the only cursive that they
learned. How do you do your
learned.
Name, but you're not the entire alphabet or ways to form words and things like that?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. I never even thought about it. And, you know, that's not even referenced in the story here about the possibilities of maybe needing to do this for future generations that don't know how to officially sign their names.
Yeah.
I know. A lot of people just print them.
Yeah. And, well, there's ways you can auto-sign documents, too. A lot of people, you don't even have to sign a document. You can do online documents where you can auto-sign, things like that. Would you pay for someone to give you a new signature?
How much? So there's maybe a field for somebody if they want to get into it, calligraphy, right? I mean, that's...
Well, that you know, calligraphy, that very fancy writing, yes, yeah. I suppose. That, yeah, but...
Something if you want to get into that field.
And I get it, but would I...
I just practiced it. I just remember when I was maybe, I don't know how old I was, I'll say 10 mm-hmm. or 12. I don't know, where I just kind of practiced over and over, and I made sure that it was impossible to read, but the P, the P and the J were going to be the most prominent.
If you don't like it...
That's right.
Just do it on your own.
Yeah. You can do this. Don't pay somebody.
You can do this yourself, ladies and gentlemen. If you need help, we'll talk you through it.